I'm Adrian. I'm 33. I'm French, and I've been living in Freiburg for 10 years now. And I used to be more like ecological activist, like doing Extinction Rebellion and the Gelände kind of thing. And then I discovered nonviolence, like nonviolent communication, like EFK, or like therapy. And recently, last year, I participated in the Global March to Gaza, where I discovered I was always politicized, and I discovered that there was an international call for a nonviolent march by the grandson of Mandela from Egypt to Rafah, the border between Gaza and Egypt. And this was everything I've ever wanted when I was like thinking about the marches by Luther King or any other marches, nonviolent marches that changed the world. I wanted to be part of that, and 4,000 activists from all over the world gathered in Egypt, and that's where it all started. We all discovered that we were many and we were powerful. We could change the world somehow. And yeah, it's the first time in history that usually like nonviolent movements, they are being created within their countries, like within the US, for example, when there was the movement against apartheid. And this time it's really international solidarity where all the other countries are gathering to do a nonviolent action for against one country or against one politic, let's say one government. And that's a big thing. That's like the first time in history that it's happening. And that's really beautiful because it's really like people from all over the world, like in any work job situation. It's just like normal lambda civilians. Yeah, and I've been involved in this mission since last June, and I've been involved in the French delegation, and I'm not now coordinating the French delegation, and I went on the last flotilla, and I will probably go again to the next flotilla.
So you already have been in the last Global Summit Flotilla. Can you maybe explain what is the Global Summit Flotilla for people that didn't even hear about it?
Yeah, sure. So it's an action led by civilians. It's a nonviolent action. This aim is to break the blockage on Gaza. Basically, Gaza or Palestine has its own territorial water where anyone, any association could go by boat and deliver some humanitarian aid, some food, some medicines, and so on. This has been blocked by Israel. Israel has been blocking the road and the sea around Gaza for decades. So Gaza was always under control. For example, like no one could enter with chocolate, and like everything. Everyone was like searched before going there, and nothing. There was no freedom of transportation and merchandising there. And since the genocide or like war crimes and stuff have been committed there, like Israel has been destroying the whole buildings in Gaza and have been stopping any food to enter. So it has been created a famine. It's like a man-made famine. And there's enough food on the borders, enough trucks with enough food, but Israel is controlling those borders and refuse to let the food in. So that's why we are coming, because we are entitled through international rights to go by boats, by sea, to deliver this food. So we are using this international right to try to break the blockage. But Israel is basically breaking those international rights to and stop us each time. Last time they even bombed us. They even dropped. It was a bit crazy. We were between Italy and Greece, so in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and there are drones, military drones, throwing grenades at us to destroy the boats. So three sailing boats were destroyed and couldn't sail anymore. We were just peaceful civilians, normal civilians from all over the world, being bombed between Italy and Greece by Israel. And France and Germany didn't say one thing. They didn't care. Hopefully, Spain, Italy, and Greece reacted, and we got 10 after a lot of mobilization from the Italians. We had a military protection, and we were a bit more safe afterwards. But Israel doesn't care, just bombed like normal humanitarian. I mean, they killed so many journalists, so many humanitarians, and even like French, three French, oh, and oh, I'd say like UN, exactly, sorry, three French UN soldiers, like blue helmets, were killed by Israel in Lebanon. Like, Israel doesn't really care about who is, whatever, whoever wants to stop them is going to get into trouble, I guess.
So now you already said that, like, the last mission, which was in October, it was stopped by Israel. Mm-hmm. So why do you sail again, like, since the mission in October had such a huge repression?
Exactly. So the thing is, it's like for women's rights. If the first demonstration doesn't work, why would you demonstrate again? It's like, this is the same question. We are fighting for the long term of history. We won't win in one fight. That's one thing. And so that's the first thing. We shouldn't give up. We will continue. Like the march in Egypt, we were 4,000 activists. We didn't even march one day because we got stopped by the police. But next action, we did a flotilla. We had 40 boats. And this time, we're going to have 100 boats. So we are growing. It's a growing movement. And we won't get let the governments or the extreme right stop us. We need to do something. And so that's the first reason, not to give up the resilience. And secondly, this time, since there is a so-called ceasefire, because in truth, still Israel is not respecting the ceasefire, we are entitled to, even more entitled to go there and to bring like doctors and eco builders and so on. This mission is a bit different because this time we are planning to set foot in Gaza. And this time as well, it's more obvious because, you know, Israel has a really big propaganda. And now the propaganda of Israel is fading out. And it's really, Israel started war in Iran, it started war in Lebanon. And now it's more obvious that the world don't want the duo Trump-Netanyahu. I guess everyone hates them. No one wants like extreme right leaders that are starting wars to maintain their position, their power position. And pursued for war crimes, and I don't even talk about the Epstein files for Trump. It's just the nightmare. Those leaders are just nightmares, and we won't let them continue their war and kill people. That's the message. We won't give up, even if we get stopped this time. We will go again, and we will try. The main thing is try to get Europe to wake up Europe, because I have some hope. I don't know if you've seen some weeks ago, there was a No Kings movement in the US who mobilized millions of people. And Europe still hasn't wake up from the extreme right coming. I'm French, and like Marine Le Pen or you see the AfD, they are just growing everywhere. And we are just watching them. And I guess it's a time now, only Spain is saying something, only Spain is a bit like having a bit of dignity in Europe now to dare to fight against war and bring a peace way out of it. And I'm really proud of Spain, and I hope Europe can wake up this time and start mobilize, because the protection of the flotilla, the protection of all the civilians depends on the mobilization on land. If no one cares about the flotilla, then we'll just get maybe bombed again or arrested or what do I know. And that's really, really important. And if Trump and Netanyahu can do anything they want in Lebanon, in Gaza, in Palestine, anywhere, in Venezuela, you don't know what's going to happen next. They're just going to start whatever they feel like to maintain their power position. So it's really, really important for us to continue fighting. And the other thing, the sad part, is that we cannot do much more for Gaza because, as I said, the borders are completely blocked by the there's enough food to enter, there's enough help to enter, but they are blocked. So the only thing we can really do for Gaza now is a flotilla.
When you say Israel, who exactly do you mean?
Oh, I mean, the sad part is like it's the Netanyahu government with the crazy, what's his name again? Ben-Gvir, you know, this guy who drinks champagne, when they declared recently death penalty only for Palestinians, only for one people. If a terrorist that is not Palestinian, if someone do a terrorist action and that is not Palestinian, then it doesn't have death penalty. But if someone is Palestinian and do a so-called terrorist attack, then he has death penalty. The only two countries who did that in history was during the apartheid in the US and in Germany during the Nazi regime, where only one population get death penalty and not the other death the other population. This is really, 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 worrying. And so when I'm in Israel, I mean this government and all the people who support this politics, which is unfortunately the majority of people living in Israel, which is really, really sad. When I was there, I never saw that much hate in the look of the people. It was really, really frightening, the brainwashing of those people there. And I know there are some, and I know there are some Israelis who are against Netanyahu and his politics. And I hope they can wake up because it's about time.
So you already said that the Global Summit for Tila is started in Barcelona. So, and when are you going to join them, or did you already join them?
They start in departure in Barcelona, and then there's going to be another departure in Italy, Greece, and Turkey. And I guess I'll be joining from Greece normally.
Do you think you can break the siege, or is it just to get attention to the occupation?
Exactly. That's the thing is, the point is not to break the siege by force, because we are fighting against an army and we are non-violent. So we will lose. That's as simple as that. The goal is to break the siege politically and to have enough people in Europe mobilizing on land, putting pressure on the governments, so that these governments can act a bit like Spain. And that's not like, we don't ask so much, but we just ask the European government to cut ties with any weapon delivery, to have economical sanction against Israel because they don't respect human rights, and to put pressure, political pressure on Israel to break the blockade, which is like normal international law respect and Geneva Convention that we are asking for. So I hope, as I said, that we can achieve something with the No Kings movement. But this time we're going to be 100 boats, and Israel is already fighting in many sides. So if they don't have such a big army, naval army, and last time it took them a lot of time to arrest us. So maybe they will, I guess probably they're going to be really violent and shoot us, like try to destroy some boats before our arrival, or maybe bomb us again. I don't know what we're going to do, but I guess we're going to try to stop us by force. So we don't know. Every situation is envisaged, and we will do assess, because our priority is the security of everyone. So we will do assessment each time there is a new situation.
Are you afraid of the mission you're going to start soon?
I was prepared last time, and I'm prepared this time again, because I do believe my life is not worth less or more than any other people's life. And I am lucky enough to have a really privileged life here comparing to any Palestinians living in Gaza. And I don't want to not do actions because I'm afraid. And that's a bit the problem I see in many people. When they face such situations, they are in denial, because they don't want to see it, it's too much for them. And then when they see it, they are in paralysis, like I think powerlessness or too afraid, and they don't act. Or when they act with a lot of anger and try to fight, which is also like a complicated energy. And my position there is really the non-violence, is to see fully the what's happening, process it emotionally with a lot of help, and go out of the fight or freezing posture and act from a secure place. Just like all the movement, like Mandela, Luther King, like really inspiring people that didn't let their fear stop them and were acting. And that's this, from this position, you are unstoppable. And that's what I hope everyone can do. And that's why I won't say I'm not afraid, but it's like I got my fears and it's okay. They can stay with me and they won't dominate me. And I'm happy with my life. I had a really privileged life compared to most of the people that I want to serve and to help, to support the cause. I would have liked, if I would have been Palestinian, that other people support and our cause. So, So I won't let my fear stop me.
And what gives you hope?
As I said, if the US is waking up and Europe is not waking up, and that would be really, really sad. And the thing is, I'm not fighting for hope, because that would mean relying on something really unstable. I'm fighting because I'm acting because it's right. It's the right thing to do for me. And I wouldn't see myself doing something else. But I don't act because I want something to be achieved. Will it be achieved or not? I don't care. I will just act because that's the right thing to do. And that's in that way, it's really stable. And it's really like I'm unstoppable in that way, because I know why I stand. I stand for my values, which are basically humanity. And I know that's the way I want to go.
Is there something else you want to tell people?
I would like to say, especially to Germans, most of the Germans I've seen are supporting the Palestinian cause, but they don't dare. They don't dare to talk, because there's so much social pressure in Germany, so much because of the history, of course, and things I can understand. But I think it's such a shame to not be able to stand up for your values because you're afraid of social pressure. And I think it's really, really important that Germans start to, talk about it with your friends and your family, find the right world, educate yourself, and dare to stand up for something, for your values. Because a friend once told me something really interesting, that Germany doesn't have a debt against the Jews, for the Jews, but has a debt again for the human rights. And that's really, really important. And this is not nothing to do with Jews at all. Many Jews are supporting our action. Many Jews are supporting the cause. So it's really, really important that Germans can see the difference, that it has nothing to do with a religion. Yes, it's really something to do with extreme right and fascism, because that's what the Netanyahu government is, and that's what Trump government is, and they are the two leading this. And it's really a fight against extreme right. And I really would like German people to see that and be able to stand up for that.